This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Catherine Carroll. Terrell Suggs had both of the Ravens' sacks and forced a fumble as the Ravens knocked off the visiting Houston Texans 23-16 last night. Suggs anchored a Baltimore defensive that didn't allow a touchdown over the final 51 minutes and forced three turnovers, two coming in the final 5 minutes. The NFL has handed down 2-game suspensions to both Raiders receiver Michael Crabtree and Broncos cornerback Aqib Talib for their brawl in Sunday's game at Oakland. The fight was a continuation of a dispute that started last season when Talib ripped Crabtree's chain off during the season finale. Talib once again ripped Crabtree's chain off his neck and took Crabtree's helmet off before throwing it. The Buffalo Bills have revealed that wide receiver Kelvin Benjamin does indeed have torn cartilage in his right knee. Benjamin was injured while making a catch in the Bills' loss to the Chargers on November 19th. In NBA news, the Boston Celtics have split their last 4 games since ripping off a 16-game winning streak. The Celtics couldn't handle Andre Drummond on Monday as the Pistons center had season highs of 26 points and 22 rebounds in Detroit's 118-108 victory in Boston. Damian Lillard dropped 32 points and the Trailblazers concluded a 4-1 road trip with a 103-91 win against the New York Knicks. In local college basketball news, the UAlbany men's team, after going undefeated for 6 games, has lost to Monmouth 81-73. Syracuse beat Maryland 72-70, and Cornell defeated Duquesne 78-71. On the women's side, UAlbany beat Central Connecticut 72-60, UMass Lowell defeated Fisher College 102-47, and Toledo beat Iona 74-57. In NHL news, rookie Alex DeBrincat continued his solid November by notching his first career hat trick and setting up a goal to lead the Blackhawks to a 7-3 rout of the Ducks. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.